wrong nigga to cross and the first nigga to jam with the AK Quattro Siete over microphone in hand. Goddamn, generation Uno dungeon fam. The lab is filled with potions of emotions out the ass. I laugh when you think that you have seen the last, but it's only the beginning, my nigga. Don't be so fast, mad gas. Slow it down to a screeching halt and beat the president, cause he don't think before he talk. Iraq got that, now he gunning for Iran. North Korea got that shit that make LA look like Japan. Island, nah man, more like the Caribbean. Billy Ocean body potent, take a voyage to Atlantis. Selling glass, lean blasted, machinery swing past. Next stop, Bowling Green, blink flash it. Blow my ass off, po-po, they try to harass. My dough, chain cash, and I sit in my castle bent. You know the W would come from dirty bass. Bird baths, let them stunt, we got burners and gas. Fly past by NASA, caught up with the cash. Why blast when you know we in your crib? Bypass, I master what? The treasurer, get ass, whip acid. Red pipe and leather, slick, nasty, sassy. But at the same time, raspy. Plug me a thug, your mother.
Styles will change, they say change is danger. Errors, as a king standing on the terrace, while his partner pointing up at the rifleman. Coward shooter, never know when your life will end. Then live like there ain't no motto, and if one come, then this the motto. Now I'll put message in Bato. You go to the nearest beach and open your cardo and walk to the place where the sea meets the land. Yeah, it's easier to run the street than walk in the sand. Hey, I'm talking, young man, as if chalk in my hand. I will take y'all the last to school. It's cool when the kids call me Sonny. The hood calls me Stacks. The bees call me Honey. Hollywood calls me Bat. Crack and I have a lot in common. We both come up in the 80s and we keep that bass pumping. That's a nigga. Tip comparison, embarrassing. Unfortunate that if you come up fortunate, the street consider you lame. Ha, I thought the name of the game was to have a better life. I guess it ain't. What a shame. I don't slang. Never slung, but I'm one with the slum that has a name well fitting. Plenty cheese getting. No wonder why they called it the trap. So watch your tail, and I'm not kidding. The rats and mice would give advice. They say you can paint and draw. Get out of here, go show them that we're more than slang and raw. That's when I broke into my big Rube impression, and I tried to enlighten, but that night I learned a lesson that the morals that you think you got go out the window when all the other kids are fresh and they got new Nintendo Wii's, and your child is down on her knees praying hard up to God for a Whopper with cheese. Do you B, hit the street hard with a flair, or do you A, go to school for heat in an air, dare make a honest living but make a crooked killing, or do a bit of both until you're holding on a million? Brilliant, you got one foot in, one foot out, you put your left foot back in, and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey till you turn your life around. That's what it's all about. 3,000 out.
I'm usually a pretty nice guy. Like, I hold the door open for old ladies and stuff if they're hot. But I drafted a dog shit fantasy football team this year, and it's starting to turn me into a supervillain. I had to start Zamir White this past weekend. About midway through the third quarter, I started to think, like, I need to design a super soldier serum to give to Zamir White, one that will give him the ability to, like, read a fucking block and hit a hole and get more than 3 yards a carry against the Carolina fucking Panthers. I also drafted Kyle Pitts. And at this point, I just think I need to get together a Legion of Doom-style coalition of other Kyle Pitts drafters. We can call ourselves, like, the Legion of Gullible Fools. And I think us morons together need to perform a hostile takeover of the city of Atlanta. And just hold the whole city hostage until Kirk Cousins agrees to target Kyle Pitts. He said they were going to use him like a wide receiver this year. Also, all of my wide receivers are hurt, and I really, at this point, think my only option is to kidnap one of my league mates' dogs. And just hold the stupid dog at gunpoint until they give me Amon-Ra St. Brown for Zamir White. Straight up, fucking hate fantasy football.
Yeah. Oh man,
the league is yours, DJ World Premier, the Boy Wonder. Peace, King.
Peace, Premier. What a crazy fucking week three this was.
Was it a crazy week?
It was a crazy fucking week three, man. I was so disappointed this weekend. Like, pretty much not everybody on my team, but yeah. I fucking hate fantasy football sometimes, man. God damn it. Because you never fucking know when you're gonna get that bullet to the fucking chest, and it's just like, God damn it, I took an L this week. Fuck.
So when you gonna do it? You gonna do it in like the A block, or the B block, or the C block? Like, when are you gonna do it?
Do what?
When are you gonna apologize?
Oh, fucking never. Are you fucking kidding me? No. I saw you sent me that text. I was just like, no, nigga. It's Cleveland. I mean, get the fuck out of here. You many times, Mr. You know, I love massages 24/7, takes plays off and does not give a fuck. Like, it reminds me of fucking, like, Randy Moss when he was with the Raiders. He was just like, yo, fuck this shit. I'm getting paid. The only difference is, you know, Deshaun's getting 200 million plus, and he's got like 20 plus, you know, women coming at him, which I think personally Diddy's gonna beat that record by like 20 times, but you know, that's a whole nother topic. But I mean, it's just like, nah, it's Cleveland, bro. Like, nah. When he starts playing against like, whatever, you know, whenever he starts playing, like, the teams that we need to play to beat, to do what we need to do, nah, I don't want to hear shit, yo. It's Cleveland. No. No. I mean, fucking Dallas whooped their ass in week one. I mean, come on. All
right. So y'all heard it here first. King Raymond's not apologizing for the Danny Dimes takes last week.
No.
He's standing on those takes 10 toes.
Mm-hmm.
If you are white and your name is Daniel and you play quarterback, get it back in blood. You hear me? Get it back in blood.
Man.
The young boy not taking it back. Like, no. Fuck it. And nobody owns any New York Giants players in the league, so we're not finna talk about the Giants this week.
Nope.
I'm finna hit y'all with the heat.
Oh.
The top scoring players
oh.
of the league is yours, Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
This week, Juwan Jennings.
Oh, man. Is everybody gunning for him right now?
46 points. He's the number one scoring player for week three.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, King?
Yeah.
He's a free agent.
Bro, did you check out the waiver wire order? I was just like, okay, where am I this week? I'm in six. So I was just like, yeah, I have no shot in getting him. So, of course, our boy, what, the mayor, Dan, up north? Yeah. You got first grabs, buddy. No disrespect to none, but I'm just like, yo, I'm just like, damn, pick him up, man. And one reason why I say that is because, you know, me and Dan played each other this week. I was already like looking ahead to my week four, and I was just like, okay, I got Dan this week. So me and Dan are kind of in like a little pickle of the situation where it's just like, I'm trying to get my second win, but he's trying to get his first win. So with him being in the perfect spot of having that number one slot for the waiver wire order, I mean, you know, you would think he would do it. So it just depends what happens tomorrow, because what, tomorrow is Wednesday, and that's when they pretty much open up the waiver wire for us, and whoever we pick is whoever we get. Like, even for me last week, when I picked up Kareem Hunt, because at the point I was just like, okay, I kind of need like a third running back, because – you know, when one of my running backs go on their bye week, I'm going to need somebody. And Kansas City literally just had to, they had to drop somebody just to put him on the 53-man roster. So it's just like, okay, he's going to be in that committee. And I mean, I don't know if he's going to start this week or not, but, you know, we'll see.
So let me hit the rest of the list before we get into Dan's roster.
Yeah.
So the rest of the list for the top five scoring players, Juwan Jennings, number one, 46 points. Saquon, 33 points, owned by Bad News Bears. Shout out to me. then we got Kyren Williams, 31 points, owned by Tony. Josh Allen, 30 points, owned by Jamal, Kaiser Sose. Uh-huh. And then Derrick Henry, owned by DeMayer. So yeah, that's a sturdy top five. The most valuable bench warmers, Dak Prescott, owned by Kaiser Sose, Jamal. Uh-huh. Jaden Daniels, owned by Bad News Bears. Shout out
to my God.
And my black quarterback. Shout out to me and the black quarterback.
Okay, first and foremost, you better start that motherfucker next week.
Black quarterback slurs.
You better start him next week, bro. I'm sitting here like looking at partial of the game. I'm just like, yeah, he's going to start him next week.
I literally only drafted Jaden Daniels so that y'all couldn't. I have no interest.
I didn't even have Jaden Daniels on my mind in the first place. So, nah. But go ahead. Go ahead.
I had no interest in starting that young man whatsoever.
You will start him next week.
I'm not going to start him next week. I only drafted him so that y'all couldn't have him.
So you're just gonna run with one quarterback until his bye week?
Correct. I'm just gonna run with one quarterback until his bye week. Okay. But let me cook.
No, go ahead.
The third most valuable bench warmer, Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper is owned by Doko. She wanted the third legged. So this week was crazy. This week was crazy. So, spoiler alert, I won. All right?
Yep.
That's the spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. I won. For all you nignogs out there.
You said nignogs.
For all you niggas out here who thought I wasn't going to do it against California. Guess what?
Really?
We'll never know what would happen if I didn't win because I did it. 107-81. I smoked these boots. I had a great weekend. Jalen Hurts, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I know you just talked about Daniels. Mm-hmm. Jaden Hurts has the most turnovers for any quarterback since he's come into the league and started. That's not a good thing. He only gave me 11 points, 300 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception.
And Jaden Daniels gave you 3 total touchdowns. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. He looks good on paper. But I came through with Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, 33 points. Yeah. Williams from the Broncos, 6 points. Very pedestrian, very mediocre, very, very demure.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to fucking say that.
Very demure as a running back.
Why did I know you were going to say that? Oh, my God.
Then I got Marvin Harrison Jr., 17 points. We love that.
That was very mindful, by the way.
That was very mindful. Listen, five receptions, 64 yards, and a tutty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe we were trying to curate on a Sunday. You hear me?
Yeah.
We got Laporta. Laporta's hurt, but before he got hurt, he gave me 5 points. I got Zay Flowers, 5 points. Mooney, 14 points. Cleveland defense, McPherson, 14 points between the both. My bench, I got Daniels on my bench for 28 points. Do I feel like a dickhead for leaving Daniels on the bench with 28 points? Mm-hmm. No, because I won.
Well, that's the risk reward we all take in this fucking fantasy football shit, man. For sure.
Yeah, because Cali had a sturdy lineup, or what looked like a sturdy lineup on paper. Yeah. Baker Mayfield, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who put up 20. Garrett Wilson, who put up 14. Isaiah Likely didn't show up. Didn't show up, only 1 point.
Yeah.
DJ Moore, 15 points. He showed up. Chicago defense, 5 points, and Santos, 5 points. No points on the bench worth mentioning. So he had a down week, and I just had an up week. Shout out to Saquon. Shout out to the Saints defense. Because remember, last week on the pod, I was sitting here saying, yo, yeah, I should play the Saints defense and Jalen Hurts, and I'll double up my points because I know he's going to get sacked. I know he's going to fumble. I know he's going to throw interceptions. I said this last week on the league, bro.
Yeah.
I want y'all niggas to stop fucking playing with me. Send some money to the Cash App. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
We're accepting all donations. What did Dr. Umar say? Donations. Donations.
Dr. Umar. Your man's all real.
But I just had a good week. Cali had a bad week, and that's cool.
Yeah, now, it happens.
Now let's get to you, King.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to you. And this,
man,
listen, this is going to be a tough. This is going to be tough.
It was definitely a tough week early into the season. I'll tell you that from past experience when I would usually go either 3-0 or 2-1 or something like that. Like, I'm fucking 1-2 right now, so.
Is that your record right now?
Yeah, I'm 1-2 right now.
So your record today is 1-2?
Yes.
Does that mean you have 1 win and 2 losses?
I'm sorry, did I not just say that? Did I
one
not just?
One win.
Yeah.
1 win.
That's why it's a pivotal week this week between me and Dan. Because Dan needs his first. I'm trying to get my second. I'm trying to get back on track. But not after this fucking bullshit week that I just fucking had with this team. Hell fucking no. I mean, you serious? I'm sitting here expecting fucking CJ Stroud to give me, you know, him and Stephon, like, give me something. Mm-hmm. Out of the two, only Stephon gave me like 19.2. CJ was just like, he just felt, I was even watching that game, and he just looked so fucking uncomfortable the entire fucking time. Like, he forgot what the fuck he knew how to do to play quarterback.
Don't hurt me again.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my man's gave me 215. He gave me a touchdown, but he had 2 picks.
Don't hurt me again.
Are you fucking serious? This is not why the fuck I drafted you.
What color is that quarterback, bro?
Yeah, he's fucking black, goddammit. But shit! I figured he would be the smarter one out of all the ones that you fucking drafted. Why
did I feel racist?
Hey,
you feel like he would be the smarter one?
I'm sorry, you got Jalen and you picked up Caleb. And look at and then I'm sitting here texting you like, bro, where's Caleb? I'm sitting here looking at the free agency pool, and I see that you dropped him. I was just like, yeah.
Dropped him.
And then I immediately text you back because I was watching Red Zone, and they were showing the game, and it was just like, damn, he just threw a pick. I was just like, never mind. He just threw a pick. I could see why you dropped him.
Why you sound like Jerry Jones, though? Like, you sound like Jerry Jones. I figured he'd be one of the smart ones.
Hey.
Like, you sound like Jerry Jones, bro.
I mean, come on, man. CJ got his squad to the playoffs last year. So you would think going into this season, he would, you know, like, come on, bro. It's too early to be fucking this shit up this early. But then again, okay, get the shit out now so that it's a long season. it got to the point where, like, I got pissed off to the point where I was like, all right, fuck this. I'm starting BCB next week, so let's see where that goes. And then even BCB got fucking hurt. I got George Kittle out last week who was hurt. I mean, it was just like...
BCB, bro?
You already know who the fuck BCB is, goddammit. Big Cock Brock, man. Fuck out of here. who fucking dropped 25 on the bench for me, man? I was just like, God damn it. Not even that. I wanted to be on that. God damn it.
So the score between you and Tony.
Yeah.
Catch these Kyle Shanahans. The score is 130 to 104.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Now,
you started CJ, and this is what I can tell about you. And let me give some player analysis on you.
Mm-hmm.
You like highlights.
Mm.
You like those sexy highlights, the touchdowns, the touchdown celebrations, the dances. You like that. You like the fancy helmets. You like the prime time players.
Wow, you were like so but, okay.
But what you don't like the analytics. Because if you know what I know, then you know that the Vikings have allowed the eighth lowest amount of points to wide receivers all season. Before they played the Texans.
Right.
So if you know the Vikings allow the eighth lowest points to receivers, not only do you sit the Texans receivers down in week three, you sit down a quarterback.
Hmm.
But you don't know that. Because you just like the big sexy John. You just like the, look at his hair. Look at that.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not even like that 99.9% of the fucking time, yo.
Oh my gosh. Nico Collins is going.
Yo, we all strategize differently over here. Come on.
Yeah. Some of us strategize with logic and some of us strategize off of looks. You like the niggas in the beginning of Moneyball. You remember, you see Moneyball?
Yeah.
Where the white dudes was just like, oh, look at his ass. Look at his girlfriend. If his girlfriend looks cute, that means he's gonna be a good ball player. I'm like, hold on, bro. What my personal choices got to do with my baseball skill?
I put work into this shit.
So you started CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. You started A-Chain. I got a rant for the Dolphins. Hold on to that.
Oh, yeah, please.
You started Jones for Minnesota. He gave you 26 points. That was a good job. Tyreek Hill, another rant for the Dolphins.
Yeah, please.
Stephon Diggs, 19 points. That's great. Nobody else on the Texans got any points. Ferguson, 15 points. That was good. And that was a last-minute joint for you. Because last I checked, you had another tight end that you were committed to, and his name was Cole. And Cole Kmet put up 25.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
That hurt for real. You started Rasheem Shaheed, and I think last.
Oh my god! First of all, I blame your quarterback. Fuck him.
You blame my quarterback. You should blame. I want you to go in the bathroom.
No.
I want you to go in the bathroom. Don't cut the light switch on. Don't cut the light switch on just yet. Just go in the bathroom. Close the door. Lock it securely.
What, you want me to light up my red lightsaber? Is that what you want me to do?
No. Leave your red lightsaber in your I just want you to go in the bathroom, close the door, lock it securely. I want you to take the hood off of your head.
The hood?
Okay. I want you to keep your eyes closed. I want you to raise your face slowly. While your eyes is closed, I want you to reach your left hand to the electric panel.
Yo.
And I want you to click. Not the fan, but the actual light. And then I want you to open your eyes. And the first person you see, that's who gets the blame. Oh. Because you started Rasheen Shaheed. And last week on the jaw, I told you, hey, man, it's going to be a toss-up. If you play Rasheen Shaheed, it's going to be one thing. And he's averaging this many points. But he's averaging 51 yards per catch.
Yeah. That's
nothing you can set your watch to.
I mean, he only literally had that whole entire game. He only had like, what, two targets? And didn't catch shit. Two targets.
And one of them turned into the game-ending pick. And the other one was a touchdown. And he let the shit bounce off his hands. Now, it was some good defense there.
Yeah.
But you got the points to win on your bench. But that's the problem. The points are on your bench, bro.
It's terrible.
That's the problem. The points are on your bench. And Tony came with heat. And there's limited heat on his bench. But Tony came with heat. Kyler Murray, Bijan Robinson, 27 points combined. Kalen Williams, 31 points. Metcalf, 20. Nico Collins, 12. Pitts, Godwin, 24 points combined. Pittsburgh defense,
11 fucking points.
I promise you, if you're listening to The League Is Yours, defense will win or lose your week. This is no more of that. If my defense zeroes out, we win. It's no more of that. If your defense zeroes out or goes negative,
oh yeah,
it's no way you winning.
Mm-hmm.
Your defense got to finish positive 10. They get a 10 when they start the game. And it only goes up or down from there. If your team finishes below 10 points, more than likely you finna lose. If your kicker finishes below 6 points, you're probably going to lose. Now,
that's what's fucked up because my kicker finished with fucking 13. God damn.
You had Harrison Butker. They was playing the cheating Chiefs. They was playing with the cheating Chiefs.
Yeah.
You could have won if you just changed your lineup. Now, I don't normally do this, but I did this. I gave King advice on the pod last week. I text my man WAP. And I said, yo, you better play Bowers. Only because I said it on the pod.
Right.
The Chirac Wapners beat the Starting Five podcast. The mayor. And I want you to know this shit hurt my heart. In a hard way.
Yeah, same. Same.
Because I ain't want to see the mayor go 0-3, but I ain't want to see my man WAP go 0-3 either. This was the battle of the unwinnings.
Mm-hmm.
WAP won on a Monday night miracle. He had smoking Joe Burrow.
Still put up 25.
25 versus Smoking Joe in an ugly loss.
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall, 18.
That was the last Thursday night game?
Jets Patriots. He had Gibbs, 16. Ooh. Chris Olave, 20.
Yeah.
Drake London, 18. Bowers, 7. Connors, 3.5. Chargers, D, 4. Chargers, kicker, 4. Damn. Now, he got beat on the bench. He wins by 11 points, but I want you to know, he's got some heat on the bench, and that heat on the bench is going to be scary for the rest of the league.
Yeah.
He got Moss. He got Myers. He got Deontay Johnson. All on the bench.
20 plus.
Dub Club. Johnson, 26 points. Myers, 21. Moss, 20. That's a sturdy bench.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what, because I texted the mayor on Sunday and I told him, yo, your whole lineup is looking like the Dub Club. Because the mayor got Derrick Henry, 30. Yeah. Najee Harris, 13. Jefferson, 20. Ayuk shows up every other week, 9.8. Kelsey, 7. Gabe Davis, 3.
Kelsey, I'm sorry, but Travis Kelsey's too busy swimming in swift pussy. That's all that is. That's why he's trash right now. Fuck out of here.
Well, I said it last week, and when I told y'all that Bowers was the best tight end in the league, I also told y'all that the tight ends, it's a changing of the guards.
Yeah.
It's not like back in our day where you seen this shit go from whoever the fuck to Tony Gonzalez, to Antonio Gates, to Jason Witten.
Like Antonio Gates was like one of those surefire like tight ends you know you can draft.
Yeah, because he was on PEDs. But
fuck that shit. I mean, he had what? He had Drewski in the beginning, and then he had fucking Phillip Rivers. I mean, come on.
This nigga said, fuck that shit. Fuck the performance-enhancing drugs.
You know what I'm saying? I want points, goddammit. I don't fucking care. I want points.
Fuck the safety for the rest of the league, bro. My nigga got the roids. Hey, y'all better get like him. You know what I'm saying? We had a smooth transition. Like, we had Shannon Sharp. We had Jay Novak.
Yeah.
We had errors of tight ends,
yep.
And it didn't go so quick for a drop-off. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Travis Kelce got 6 games in him. 6. He has 6 total games in him. And he's got a 2-year contract.
I mean, you know, we all know what he's doing when he retires. Like, fuck out of there.
Commercials,
the podcast, him swimming in, you know, Swift's pool and all that shit. Yo, whatever. He already know, like, he's already pretty much, I think, just getting ready to be like, yo, fuck all this shit. Like, honestly. He's got $100 million, him and his brother, coming towards a fucking podcast. And he's, and again, I'm gonna keep saying it. He's swimming in Swifty's fucking pool over here. Like,
I don't think that's real.
Man, that shit is fucking real. I don't, whatever.
I don't think it's real.
That's like saying Spice is gonna go 3 times platinum. You know, get the fuck out of here.
Who?
Spice.
Spice Girls?
No.
Spice Girls went 3 times platinum.
I'm not talking about Spice Girls. Damn it, man. You know what Spice I'm talking about, yo.
If you want to be my lover.
That's not the Spice I'm talking about, yo.
It lasts forever.
Of course. Yo, of course. They're global. This one is like barely fucking domestic over here. Barely fucking local on the local fucking news over here. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Are you talking about Paprika?
Paprika?
You said Spice.
Yeah, I'm talking about Dunkin' Donuts Spice, yo, whatever the chick's name is. Nah, Ice, whatever the fuck the shit is, yo.
Nah, I was trying, no, because you tried, White, where you from, King?
What?
Where you from, King?
What the fuck does white have to do with it? No, I was talking.
No, where you from? I asked you where you from, King.
I mean, originally born in Jersey, but I'm in VA with you. Come on now.
So you mean to tell me that you don't know nothing about Ice Spice?
I mean, other than what I need to see, don't really care what to see.
You don't like ass shaking, bro?
Nah. I hate trash fucking garbage rappers, yo. Like, for real.
You one of them old school niggas.
I'm one of those niggas who is just like, when I see a cartoon character, that's what they are. They're fucking cartoon characters. It's like watching an episode of fucking Tom and Jerry over here trying to catch some shit that you ain't catching. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
What?
Spitting some shit like she, like, you know, you already know somebody's ghostwriting her shit. Fuck out of here.
Somebody had to ghostwrite that?
Probably. I don't fucking believe in that shit. I think they all have ghostwriters, all of them. Fuck it.
She's showing her panties. Ain't that what she said? Like,
oh, man.
How about if she knows she a 10?
Yeah.
With a few couple friends. Like, somebody needed to ghostwrite that?
Probably. I don't fucking know.
With a bag from Chinelli. But I'm still shaking ass from the deli.
I mean, that shit sounds like some fucking third grader shit, like, my niece will write when she gets, like, 3 years old or some shit. Like, that shit is stupid.
I promise you, King, nobody had to ghostwrite that. Them bars was straight out her brain. But you took an L.
Yeah.
The mayor took an L. It's been a hard week, but I got a highlight, and I told my man we was going to highlight this shit. I told him we was going to talk about this shit.
Okay.
For a strong 20.
All right.
The champ, the league leader, not the champ, but the league leader took an L this weekend. NWO for life took an L this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. The projections called it. Then the projections started retracting. Because this was supposed to be a high-scoring game. Like 120-some, 130-some.
Right.
Man, these niggas ain't even break 100. You hear me?
Neither one.
So, NWO for life, my man Jimmy, here's where he fucked up.
Oh, man. I'm looking at the lineup right now. Go ahead, bro.
Black quarterback slurs.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for black quarterback slurs. Anthony Richardson, 5 points from your quarterback. Mm. That means you can't fucking win. Your quarterback don't even get you into double digits.
No, he's too busy relying on Taylor and Pittman.
No, he's not relying on them because he has to. He's relying on them because he can't throw the fucking ball.
Well, yeah, that's who.
He's going to beat Jalen Hurts' record for turnovers within the 3-year period. But let's keep cooking. Alvin Kamara put up 44 points 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he put up something surmountable this week? Because he's going up against a team who's preparing their defense for Kamara. Their defense was Kamara-proof.
Mm-hmm.
He ran the ball like 30 times. He got 87 yards. That's not even 3 yards a carry. but he put up 15 points because he caught some passes. Here's where Jimmy fucked up. Ramondre Stevenson.
Hey, yo.
Now, I say a lot of things about black quarterbacks, but all you young men with four-syllable names, all you young men with four-syllable names,
mm-hmm.
go in the bathroom, unlace your Air Force Ones, hang yourself with your shoelaces. You do not have a future. Ramondre Stevenson showed up just like he does in spurts for the New England Patriots. He's like the running back version of Brandon Ayuk. Malik Nabers, 28 points. King loved it. I want y'all to know, as much shit as King talked about Daniel Jones last week, King was at the house.
And even still now, but go ahead, Cook.
King was at the house last Sunday, no shirt on, slapping his chest.
Wait, son.
I call you son like you, because you shine like one, Daniel. I call you son.
What?
You sound like one.
I was doing it?
That's a live video of King home on Sunday.
Oh, every my time God.
Malik Nabers caught a pass.
Okay.
Williams from Detroit. Jameson Williams. That ride ended quickly. McBride caught a concussion, so he was out early.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor caught 26 points. It was great. Dallas defense, -6.
Oh, that had to fucking hurt.
-6.
And pretty much the only defense this week that gave up negative points.
Gotta love it.
Oh, man. How can you trust that fucking defense? Really?
Because they got Trayvon Diggs.
No, well, okay, yeah, that and Micah Parsons. So we're just, okay.
But
Kyle Vaynerchuk is fucking retired, and you know, I mean, they can never get it right on defense anyway, outside of Parsons and fucking.
No, their defense is good, but when you go up against a 0-2 Baltimore Ravens,
yeah,
and they desperate,
yeah, they're coming out for blood.
I want you to know the shit that Derrick Henry did will get you arrested in 32 states.
We didn't have the money to afford Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that sure. Young man was running down the fear with furious anger.
He took the nigga 15 feet
away from him.
Oh yeah.
And I want y'all to know, Baltimore Ravens in real life, y'all are fucking up Madden. Because I played against the Ravens in Madden.
Okay.
And Derrick Henry has some kind of a force field.
What?
Bro, it's disgusting. No matter who the first person is that attempts to tackle Derrick Henry.
Right.
He's got a force field. He glows yellow. He stumbles. But the first person that attempts to tackle Derrick Henry cannot tackle Derrick Henry. This shit is disgusting. If you listen to The World Is Yours, The League Is Yours, please go online and play with the Ravens and go get your score up and go run up your fucking ranking in the network.
What?
Yeah,
I mean, a force field? Like, what the fuck? We using force powers now in Madden? Like,
I'm saying it's a force field, but you gotta see it. And you're poor, and you don't buy Madden.
Bro, I only play FIFA. You know that.
Oh. You hear that?
Yeah. Everybody fucking heard that.
You hear that, y'all? He only plays Madden.
I didn't... What?
He only plays FIFA. I only play FIFA, guys. Guys, I only play FIFA.
And I barely play PlayStation after that, so come on.
21 Savage would say something about you.
Man, fuck 21 Savage.
You a pussy.
Over here sound like he got a stuffed nose 24/7. Fuck out of here.
21.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Montgomery was sitting on Jimmy's bench with 21 points.
Yeah.
That would have been the savior for him. But Doko had Lamar. 25, sturdy points. He had James Cook. That was his Monday night savior with 18 points. White, 3 points, trash. Lamb, 8 points. Listen, that's a weird game. That's all that is. That's just a weird game. We got Baltimore's the best defender on CeeDee Lamb.
Uh-huh.
Win with everybody else. And then you seen Tolbert. You seen Cooks. You seen some other nigga whose name I don't even know. You seen Ferguson. All them got busy.
Oh, yeah, I know what she's talking about. Like some, I think it's like Dobbs or some shit like that. But yeah, I know what she's talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, all them got busy because Lamb was covered.
Oh, bro. Oh, yeah. He was being doubled, all that shit, man. They were game planning around him.
Zach Charbonnet with Seattle, 25.
Oh, points. Bro, yeah, because Kenneth Walker on the third is hurt and sitting on the bench, so yeah.
Doko wins by 8.
Mm-hmm.
Doko wins by 8 or 9 points, but he got Cooper on the bench for 27.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most valuable bench players. He also has Hopkins on the bench for 20.
Yep.
So I want y'all to know you should be very fearful playing him in the future. Jamal, and I'm going to wrap up this last week's recap real quick. Jamal.
Yeah.
Jamal's going to smoke y'all boots. Jamal's going to smoke y'all boots. I want you to know Jamal's going to smoke y'all boots, and there's nothing y'all can do about it. He got Josh Allen, Travis Etienne, Mason, Davante Adams, Devontae Smith, who caught a bad one. So he might be out for the next week or two.
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert, 27.
Oh, man. Bald. That was like their offensive player of the game.
That slow, unathletic white man.
Hey. He caught passes and he scored points for him.
Green Bay's defense, 23 points.
God damn, against Tennessee, too.
That's a touchdown. That's two interceptions. That's two fumble recoveries. That's not allowing a gang of passing yards.
Yeah, and supposedly they're trying to get Jordan Love to come back this week. So, and that's Cali's quarterback too. So, yeah,
he had Teddy McLaurin on the bench for 20.
Mm-hmm.
He had Austin Eckler on the bench for 13, and he had Dak Prescott on the bench for 29. The problem with Jamal's team.
Yep. Go ahead and say
it. The problem with Jamal's team is that they all hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's hurt. Everybody on Jamal's team is hurt.
Even his biggest name, his number one pick, is still out. And he probably is probably not even going to play week 4. And we're talking about Christian McCaffrey.
He won't. He won't play week 4.
Nah.
Eckler's going to be out next week. Devontae Smith is going to be out next week. And matter of fact, if you have any of the Eagles players,
mm-hmm.
matter of fact, I got a list right here. Let me. Oh my God, I was so prepared for this fucking podcast today. I was so prepared for this podcast today. Steelers. I'm sorry. Yeah, Steelers running backs. No, Sam Laporta, Justin Herbert. Adam Thielen. If you own those players, they're not playing in week four. And that's because they have a week five bye.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Thielen, like, did the damn thing, and that's only because he had a fucking veteran quarterback throwing him the fucking ball.
Devontae Smith, he caught a concussion. Whether he's prepared to play or not, he's not playing in week four because they have a bye in week five. We're not going to risk you getting fucked up and not being able to play for longer durations in this season, especially when we don't know when A.J. Brown's coming back. Guess what? You're going to sit the bench in week four, brother. Brother, man, you're going to sit the bench. Hey, if you got Saquon Barkley, me, week four starting. If you got Jalen Hurts week four, guess what? Me. Sit him. David Njoku, he's still hurt. Keenan Allen, he's still hurt, and he's not motivated to come back because you seen
what the Bears are doing.
That offensive line on the Bears is straight garbage. It's straight garbage. It's not even recycling.
Yo, straight hot garbage with extra mayo on top, yo. Come on. Come on, man.
Even your dog, no. Now, this week, we got some key matchups going. Uwap is going up against Dogo.
Oof.
Jamal is going up against Tony. Catch these Shanahans.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. That'll be a good one.
The two last undefeated teams in the league are playing each other. Oof. I got my money on Tony only because Jamal has a lot of injuries. Chris is going up against Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I got my money on Jimmy. DeMayor is going up against the King. I got my money on DeMayor. He's going to get his first win on the King. And I tell y'all every week, I don't want to be nobody's first fucking win. I never want to let the Ofer nigga get his first shit off on me.
I'll be all right.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Next week, we're going to be in here and you're going to be like, I'm in a losing streak, guys.
Nah. No.
My son gonna be in here like, yo, I feel like I'm Danny Dimes of fantasy football.
Shit is terrible, but nah, yo. That ain't trying to happen.
Listen, you got some heat. He got Patty. He got the biracial angel. He got Derrick Henry. He has Najee Harris, who might not play. He got Justin Jefferson, who has a shaky quarterback situation because the young white bull got hurt on Sunday.
Right.
The young white bull who had the most touchdown passes in the NFL, Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
And we all look stupid for not giving him a job on our fantasy teams. He got hurt on Sunday.
He's trying to make his way back, but yeah.
Yeah, he looks great in Minnesota. He also has Travis Kelce. He also has Adunze with Chicago, who's a hitter. He's got Conklin. He's got the young Hoku. You know the little Japanese ball that kicked the 60-yard field goal?
The homie from Atlanta, is that what it is?
Yeah, he's the Shohei. He's the Shohei Ohtani of NFL.
Ohtani, but okay.
And you ain't got nothing because you ain't hit the waiver wire.
I mean, I'm trying to, but the way my position is right now, I don't expect to pick up nobody. I don't expect to pick up nobody because the people that I want to pick up, I already know they're going to be fucking gone. I mean, I got five people ahead of me with me being in, like, with the sixth pick in the waiver wire. So it's just like, yeah, I already know, like, the people that I want, they're going to be gone. So I'll just make my adjustments, do what the fuck I got to do, and just let's see what happens between me and Dan. And that's real.
Don't hurt me again, bro.
Don't hurt me again.
No, don't hurt me again. Like, if you lose
a teenage love. See, you got that shit in my fucking head now, but go ahead.
If you lose this week, bro, I'm looking for a new podcast co-host.
Oh, here you go.
Somebody with a winning record, come join the podcast. We can't let this young man hurt me again. You'll lose your shit over here.
Mm-hmm.
Is the league yours, King?
Bro, I'm 1-2. Why would the league be mine right now? The league is right now belonging to the 3-0s, which is Tone and Jamal. Just leave it at that. That's where the league is yours. Let's go.
Tone and Jamal?
They're 3-0!
Nigga, the league is mine. The power rankings say I'm in fourth place.
Oh my God.
Power rankings last week, after last week when I was just like, yeah, so when you lose this week, this is what the power rankings are going to be. And you was just like, yo, but I'm not losing. And then you fuck around and lost. Oh, man. He fuck around and lost.
Yeah, I did.
Power rankings put Tony at the one spot. And he's up five spots from his previous ranking. Or, excuse me, he's up five spots from draft night.
All right.
Point two, Jamal. He's two. He drafted and he was two. Today, he's two. Me, myself, I drafted and I was one. Now I'm four. Surprisingly, Boo-Wop drafted and he was three. Now he's five. But third place is looking like Jimmy, NWO for life.
Uh-huh.
So, it's Jimmy. It's Jamal. It's Tone. It's me. At the top, it's just us, nigga.
I mean, it changes every year, so, but it's still a long fucking season, man.
It's going to be a long season, but don't hurt me again with your fucking bullshit, your bad draft. Patrick Mahomes could have saved you. You needed a biracial angel.
No, the fuck I didn't. No, I didn't. I rocked with him for like, what, the last two, three seasons? Nah. But then again, that shit might kick me in my ass later. I don't fucking know. I mean, I can't predict this shit. Let's just play the fucking season. Let's go.
All I can predict is I'm terribly upset with black quarterbacks. I've never slept less in my football fantasy life.
Yeah.
These black quarterbacks are a strain on everything that I believe in.
Yeah.
And I need a white man that will lead me to the promised land. It's not you anymore.
Where's your Josh Allen in the bizarro world?
My Josh Allen in the bizarro world is Sam Darnold.
Oh, and that's how we're going to end it.
Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again.
need a hug, cause drugs been taking over. Shorty couldn't take it no more, she went loca. No stranger to a rum and soda. I met the hoe while she was slumped over. She said, I've been good though, I can't complain. I could probably cop a half a plane. Drinking juice just like Jack LaLanne now. I'ma strike it rich any day now. You know I gotta get a plate now. Virtuoso on the keyboard, I rep the Eastern Seaboard. Jeez, Lord, please leave the Z3 keys before you leave. Don't sneeze on my shit, cause for she's I'ma flip ya. Pedicure, foot slide in a slipper. Tryna do the remix with Pitbull. Tell the violin to shipple. Play the violin with dimples. Life's ironic and it's simple. Smoke good, fuck, eat, drink. Drive nice car, wear all green mink. First time I whacked off was a penthouse. Roses in a bath at the penthouse. Billy Joel at the garden. Should I get a skybox or an 89 IROC? It's always popping at the IHOP. Choke a pussy with his tie knot, it's my block. Chuck Knoblock. Spicy coconut curry from the Thai spot. I'm in a hurry, dumb jury. The verdict read from a hung jury. The doctor said that I was hung early. Skull curly, Larry and Moe, I'll marry a hoe. Only if the bitch look like Mary Monroe. Twisted off the jank, I'm watching Iron Chef. The secret ingredient was lion's neck. Royal blue cyber tech. I ride solo like a fighter jet. Hurt me again. No, don't hurt me again. Please, don't hurt me again. No, don't hurt me again. There's no hit records on the demo. There's no hit records on the demo. No. Don't hurt me again. There's no hit records on the demo. There's no hit records on the demo. Catch me hopping out the limo. Catch me hopping out the limo. Smoke a fucking drink. Drive nice car with all green mink. Smoke a fucking drink. Drive nice car with all green mink. What you think? Free my motherfucking brother.
Oh,